This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli airstrikes hit a densely populated refugee camp in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, killing at least 50 Palestinians and a Hamas commander. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Medics struggled to treat the casualties, even setting up operating rooms in hospital corridors. An Israel Defense Forces statement said the strike on Jabalia, Gaza's largest refugee camp, had killed Ibrahim Biari. He was a ringleader, they said, of what it called the murderous terror attack on October 7th. The United States is intensely focused on getting the Rafah crossing open for Americans and foreigners to leave Gaza. Here's State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
I will say that we are making very good progress on this issue. You may have seen some reports that have moved from the region just in the last few hours about the possibility of Rafah Gate opening tomorrow.
The Rafah border crossing will be open Wednesday for a number of Palestinians who were injured in Gaza to complete their treatments in Egyptian hospitals, according to Egyptian medical and security sources, as well as the Palestinian border official. Bolivia has severed diplomatic ties with Israel, the announcement coming from the Bolivian deputy foreign minister.
Based on its principled stance of respect towards life, Bolivia has taken the decision to break diplomacy ties with the State of Israel. We reject and condemn the aggressive, inappropriate military response from Israel carried out in Gaza, which threatens international peace and security.
Fighting continues in Gaza